Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
I love that it was a year ago to the date that we had Chris Ryan on with us to share his mock draft prior to last season's mock draft. Not a lot of surprises for the Buffalo Sabres. We kind of knew they were taking Rasmus Dahlin number one overall. Let's find out if there are any surprises in store for this year's NHL draft that gets underway tomorrow night with Chris Ryan covering the New Jersey Devils for the New York Star Ledger, NJ.com. Chris, how you been?
Doing good, guys. How about you?
Yeah, Chris, funny how the world works, right? Number one overall last year, Buffalo, and now it's the team that you cover, the Devils. Are they locked in on Jack Hughes at number one overall?
Not 100%, but it kind of seems like they're going that way, right? Sure, the GM obviously won't reveal what he's going to be doing at 8 p.m. tomorrow night, but from all indications, it seems like Jack Hughes is the guy. I mean, they've praised both kids. They don't think they can go wrong with either, but from the get-go, it seems like Jackie's been the front runner, and I think he'll be the one walking up on stage when they make that pick tomorrow night.
Okay, so Chris, the team that does draft Hughes, if it is the Devils, what kind of player will they be getting?
They'll be getting a competitive kid that can skate like anyone else in the league. I mean, he's a little bit smaller, kind of got that body comparison to Patrick Kane, but he can create space with his speed. He's got that extra level that a lot of guys don't have. He can handle the puck, he can shoot, he can pass. I mean, he's the complete package offensively. And I mean, for a team that's trying to kind of build up down the middle, they already have Nico Hischier, but he'd be a perfect complement in that top six. Just another guy that can drive the play. And I don't think there's kind of a red flag in his game right now.
NHL draft tomorrow night. Chris Ryan from the New York Star Ledger, our guest here in the sports bar. Your thoughts overall on the draft, particularly the top 10, as we're still paying attention here in Western New York with the Sabres drafting at number 7 overall.
It's certainly going to be an interesting top 10 once you get behind Bass, Hughes, and Kako. That's kind of when the draft really starts. Just seeing what the Blackhawks are going to do at number 3, and what they do is kind of going to set the tone for the rest of that draft. A lot of good forwards in that mix. That's probably what it'll be outside of Bowen Byram. The defenseman will probably go in that top 5 somewhere. But once you get to that 7, 8, 9 range, there's still going to be some talented kids depending on how it shakes out. So Buffalo's in a good spot, and really it should be a pretty talented kind of top 12, top 14 picks there.
Chris, are the Devils going to be active in the trade market this week? What are you hearing?
I would expect, because after Friday night, they've got three second-round picks and 2 third-round picks, and I'd be surprised if the Devils ended up making all 5 of them on dates of the draft. I mean, Ray, in his past dealings with the Devils, when he's had those kind of assets, he hasn't been shy about moving them. He has made a move for Marcus Johansson with those kind of picks. He's brought in Kyle Palmieri on draft weekend with those kind of picks. So I think he'll be actively looking for ways to kind of flip one or two of them to bring in an NHL-ready player, someone who helped immediately, rather than drafting 5 kids that they're going to have to wait a few years on.
What other teams besides the Devils do you think will be active coming up this weekend, Chris?
That's a good question. I think the Pittsburgh Penguins are a team to keep an eye on, just because they're not one to kind of rebuild and retool. They're going to look to reload. And after a quick first-round exit, I think you'll see them. Jim Rutherford has never been shy about shaking things up. I think he's going to find quick ways to fix his team, to build a contender around Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin while he's got them in the prime of their careers.
Chris, what about the rumors that we've seen circling around the league that the Devils are shopping Taylor Hall? Any truth to these rumors?
No, I don't think so. At this point, they're still talking to Taylor Hall's camp. From what Ray shared said a few minutes ago, they're going to continue to talk. They'll eventually meet formally, most likely after the draft and free agency, once the dust kind of settles on the offseason. Because from Taylor Hall's perspective, he wants to see what the Devils are doing, what their plan is, what they're going to try to build around him for next year, obviously, for beyond that. So I think that's a big part of the offseason for him and for the Devils, is just kind of figure out where they are in terms of that then they can approach him and see where he's at, if he's willing to re-sign, if he wants to wait out a little bit more. But I don't think you're going to see any movement on that front, at least for maybe another month or so. And if the Devils did ever get to the point of trading him, if he told them, hey, I don't want to re-sign here, I want to test free agency, I don't think that wouldn't happen until a minimum at the beginning of next season.
Chris, when you take a look at the East, I could say maybe the Devils and the Sabres are in a similar position, teams that did not make the postseason. And when you look at the East right now, and we just kind of widen the lens here, knowing, well, in addition to Boston, you got Tampa Bay, Toronto, not to mention Washington. I mean, which team from the East that didn't make the playoffs last year could have the best chance to break through this coming year, in your opinion?
I think the Florida Panthers are going to be a team to watch just because of how active they're expected to be in free agency. I mean, they've been tied to Artemi Panarin and Sergei Bobrovsky more than any other team out there. So they're a talented group. They were just on the outside looking in last year. So I think they're a group just one step away from making that step. And I think they'll be a team to watch out for, a team that can certainly make a push for a playoff spot a year from now.
And it's interesting. You mentioned that and those perceived moves that could happen in Florida. We saw the Rangers add Trouba. We saw the Flyers add Hayes. Are teams like the Devils and Sabres doing enough to keep up with these other teams in the East?
It's hard to say, and I don't think you're going to see them try to compete move for move. Ray's not going to deviate from his plan just to kind of keep up with the Flyers and Rangers, who've just made a few big moves to improve themselves to other non-playoff teams. So I think you'll see them try to improve for the short and long term. They're not going to make any rash decisions, but it's always tough when teams like that are, you know, trying to keep up and they want to get back in the playoffs too, but the teams in front of them just keep getting better and better.
Chris, if a team like the Devils or the Sabres are to jump into the postseason, that means the team has to come out. And you mentioned that there's this kind of go-all-in mentality in Pittsburgh. Might that be Pittsburgh? Might it be a team like Columbus who may look different? What about Carolina? What the Canes did, was that real or not? What team might be bumped out of the picture next season?
I think if you're looking at the Columbus Blue Jackets, it's tough to imagine them making that run. They slipped in as the 8th seed last year. And they're probably going to lose Panarin. They could lose Duchene and Bobrovsky as well. So that's going to be a lot to make up for. They're still a talented team, but I think if you're looking for one team to fall out, that might be the group, just based on just what they've done and what they're probably going to lose in the coming weeks.
He's Chris Ryan, about to head into rush hour traffic, joining us here in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia covers the Devils for the Newark Star Ledger, and go with his time. As always, Chris, it's great hearing your voice. Great catching up with you. Enjoy Jack Hughes, if that is indeed the pick tomorrow night.
Cool, guys. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Got it. Chris Ryan, New York Star Ledger. Give him a follow online to NJ.com as the Devils. Devils won, Rangers, and then the Blackhawks in this draft.
Happy Hour is on the way next in the Sports Bar with Danger Battaglia. Also, our usual fair round of shots. We've got Last Call. Time for your takes at 454-ESPN. 454-3776 if you've got any thoughts. Now, do we have an addendum to this Tampa Bay and Montreal story?
Yeah, I can get into it right here. Now, this is not surprising that officials in Tampa Bay within hours here of the story breaking. So the story was like 2 o'clock today. Jeff Passan, if you're just getting your car, what are you talking about? There's a report from Jeff Passan, ESPN, that Tampa Bay, the owners there, have submitted a plan and it's been approved to start exploring this. Exploring is the word here. That the Rays, as soon as next season, would play half of their home games in Montreal. Like bad weather in Montreal? No. You would start the season in Tampa Bay in that dome and then move on up north, just like a true snowbird would. Wow. Now, the problem here for Major League Baseball is that they have an ironclad contract. They got a deal with St. Petersburg until 2027. This is from reporter John Romero of the Tampa Bay Times. The tweet, quote, Rays' plan for Montreal already appears near death. St. Pete Mayor Rick Kreisman says he told the team he would not grant permission for talks with Montreal. Rays have agreement with St. Pete until 2027. I find it hard to believe that baseball would just kind of put that out there if they didn't look at that lease and figure out, wait a second, as long as we play a few games here, kind of like how the Rhinos were trying to do that. Remember that, well, let's get our finances, everything in order here. We'll just kind of bring in some exhibitions, and our lease still with the city is good, and the city couldn't do anything about it. Yeah, so, yeah, the city complained about that here locally.
This is what happens when a team is hemorrhaging money. It comes to this. And then you got the city stepping in saying, hey, what the hell? We're not going to let you take this team and take games out of our city and go to Montreal. Huh? We can dive a little bit more into this story, this passing report from today and what it all means. I think it's a lot of public negotiation that's going on, and now the St. Pete mayor is jumping in with his own take and his own version of it as well. Awesome.
Oh, but it's on now. Like, and it's not, I'm telling you, take this a step further. It's not about Montreal or Tampa, because you're on the clock.
No, it's about a new stadium.
Anywhere. Who will build this?
Yes.
This franchise is available, everyone.
Yes. We're done with $14,000 a night.
Yeah. Yeah, and if I'm Montreal, if you're an Expo fan from way back in the day, don't be doing cartwheels. This is just anybody who builds a stadium will get this team. The Expos once played half their games in San Juan. Did the team end up in Puerto Rico? I don't think they did.
Happy hour next. Stay in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, AM 950, 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester.
The grass is cut. The lines are chalk. The first pitch has been thrown. And now it's time to play ball.
Play ball!
Your home for Major League Baseball is ESPN Rochester. Listen to the sports leader all summer to hear MLB's best matchups, including Sunday Night Baseball.
Ice cold beer!
America's pastime lives on Rochester's most listened to sports station, AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.